Before reading the scriptures, I'd like to make one comment on the part of Ruth and the girls and the family. We'd like to thank every one of you for your thoughts and your kindness during this time that we ourselves are suffering. We pray God's richest blessings upon all of you and are truly grateful. Ruth, you're a real bulwark to us, gal, and you do a mighty wonderful job. And you've done it in the life of these girls, and we pray God's richest blessings upon you all. I'm going to ask us to do something a little bit different. The 23rd Psalm, I'm sure that each and every one of us are very familiar with. And I'm going to ask you, if you would like, from memory, share it with me as we read it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the 121st Psalm, to me this hits right along with Hoyle. He was always concerned about the weather and what he was going to do the next day and what have you, and looking up at the sky and telling you what's going to take place. And it goes like this, you know it. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In the New Testament we read, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. These things have I spoken to you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Here it is, beautiful, and the summary of it all, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. singing together hymn number 186.